At the El Paso del Norte Bridge, a port of entry between Ciudad Juarez and El Paso, Texas, the first obstacle for migrants who reach the U.S. border is a long wait in Mexico.
Tan difícil ha sido, hay mucho frío.
This process is very hard. It's been very cold. Then the sun is too strong. We don't have shade or a way to protect ourselves. But we are here. Life is hard, but we continue to move forward.
About 200 migrants wait at the El Paso del Norte Bridge on most days to request asylum so they can enter the U.S. legally. But a caravan of thousands of Central American migrants is on its way, raising questions about the future wait times for asylum seekers at U.S. ports of entry.
A large portion of those immigrants are actually doing it the way you're supposed to do it. So they're presenting themselves at port of entry, where they're supposed to get screened and processed, and then potentially get detained or paroled into the U.S.
Immigration lawyers say a recent order by President Donald Trump restricting asylum to people who enter legally established ports of entry is in itself illegal, and the ACLU has filed a lawsuit against the order.
So under U.S. law, anyone arriving in the United States, either at a port of entry or crossing in between a port of entry, is eligible to apply for asylum if they have a fear of return to their home country.
Once they enter the U.S., anyone not traveling with small children will be put in indefinite detention. Eddie Gonzalez left Cuba 3 years ago.
Casi tres años fuera de mi país.
If I've been almost 3 years away from my country, 6 days sleeping here on the floor, what's 3 months detained in a prison? That's nothing. In the end, it's worth it. I'm going to be free.
Como te digo, sé que voy a poder ser libre.
Families with children are not being detained for long because U.S. law prohibits children from being held for more than 20 days. Border officials are putting them on buses and taking them to local shelters, which is one reason there are calls for a permanent solution.
So we need to seal this border somehow or another. That has to be done. I know that the wall is an ugly image. Are we concerned about an image or are we concerned about solving a problem? We need to solve this problem. We need to have a control system of where people are working here. Are they legal or not? That is what needs to be fixed.
With the approach of the caravan, the Trump administration has stationed more than 5,000 active duty troops at the southern border. While that number may grow, the troops are only a temporary solution. Aline Barros, VOA News, El Paso, Texas.